This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, IdeaStream Public Media. Akron Hoban is the defending state champion in boys basketball, and their coach just earned his 500th career win. I talked with our sports commentator, Terry Pluto, about T.K. Griffith, who was hired at his alma mater right out of college more than 30 years ago.
It's one of the most remarkable high school basketball coaching stories that I could think of. At the age of 21, he was student teaching at Akron Hoban. That was his alma mater. And the basketball coaching job came open, the head coaching job. He was also coaching at the junior high level, but you know, he just went in and applied for the head coaching job. His father was pushing him to do it, but with no thought of getting it. And they hired him. And that was 31 years ago. And here he's at the same place. He's won over 500 games. You could say, well, that's his alma mater, whatever. Amanda, in the modern age of high school coaching, where whether you're in a private school or public school, you know, folks can get mad at you and run you out. And he's won a lot of games, but it's not like he's been one of these guys that goes 28-2 every year.
And last year they won the state title, so they're defending champions.
Yeah, they've always had a very good program, but nothing great. Although his first 2 years, he had records of 10-13 and 6-15, and he kind of wondered if there would be year three. But they stuck with him. Now think about this. After 2 years, he's only 23. When he got the job at 21, he has seniors on the team at 18. I mean, that was not easy to do. And they've not had a ton of Division I players come out of that place for basketball. He's been a lot of kids go to D3 schools. They've had good grades. It's been that kind of program. And that's another thing I just really appreciate about Akron Hoban. Because right now, a lot of coaches feel so much pressure to win and to prepare and to get their kids to the summer camps and get their kids to get recruited and to deal with the college application processes. Like even if you have a bunch of kids who are going to Division III, well, you got to help them to get their academic stuff lined up as looks as good as possible, financial need. You know, these coaches are involved in a lot more than, okay, here's how we're going to throw the ball in bounds when we're down by 2 points.
So talk about that journey. I mean, how has he been able to come back year after year?
Well, the interesting part about T.K. Griffith's approach to this is he's not just a coach first. And you hear a lot of these guys say that, but then you ask, well, kind of what are you teaching? How many classes do you teach and so on? Well, right now his job is he's head basketball coach and principal at Akron Hoban. And he was named principal in 21. So after a year of being principal, he said, you know, I need to get back in the classroom at least for one time a day. So he took the honors English class, which he used to teach. At one point, he was teaching 5 English classes a day, you know, different grades, and coaching. Here's a guy that has always been looked at as, I am here to teach, whether I'm here to teach basketball, I'm here to teach English. And even now, as he's become principal the last couple of years, you know, to run it, they like to use the phrase servant leader. And that's how he views this.
What is his key to winning and what's his approach to everything? It must be what, just Hoban first.
Right. And I think also the fact that he's got such a great reputation among other coaches. And now he's getting to where he's getting brothers, even sons of guys that he played with, guys that he coached. You know, that reputation keeps going forward. But you expect when you hear 30 some years and 500 wins that this would be, you know, an older guy. Granted, I'm older, but at 52, he's, you know, still got a lot of, you know, time to coach. I asked him a few years ago, I said, what, did you ever apply for any other job? And he went to St. Edward's College in Texas, and he did apply for that, and he didn't get it, but that's the only one. But I just wonder how many of these coaches are going to last that long at any school. It's one of those things, sometimes you say, yeah, 500 wins is great, but there's a powerful story behind this that goes well beyond, you know, I say, well, beyond the wins and losses. Not too often do you say, boy, the coach is a great educator and administrator. You get the triple crown.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's IdeaStream Public Media's commentator, Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports.